Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Tate and he is out, Olson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Tate and he is out, Olson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress throws to second for one, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball towards right. Seeds catches it and throws to first to double up Olson. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Self reaches second base with a double. Funk moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out. Funk scores. Self scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Blue moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Blue reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball towards center. Oliver catches it and throws to home to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Durham. Berry moves to third. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf pinch hits for Ed Durham. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Webb hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. McManus reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Appling reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Berry reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. 2 outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Wilsie Moore. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-4 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.